problems is nobody knows the accurate numbers. You know, everything's cut off of salvage sales. You know, pretty much for the last 6-7 years, it's all been salvage sales. You know, and that from bug damage to wind damage to tornado to fire prevention, and it's basically a loophole, you know, to get around for, in my personal opinion, adequate timber, you know, numbers. So
how has this changed the amount of income coming in towards Oregon County?
Significant. It's last year, Alton R4, I know for a fact, took a $92,000 hit. You know, and this spawns back to really 2023, where they took, you know, I basically let the SRS Act, you know, lapse. They put in the, and also at the same time, the 109, Senate Bill 109, which is your minerals, you know, they allowed that to go away. And reenacted the 1908 Act, which basically, you know, was set in there to, it's kind of like the SRS Act in a way, but nowhere near the right funds for that. You know, it's we have 106,000 acres that we're not allowed to tax, we're not allowed to do anything. They tell us basically what they're going to pay us, and those since 2011 till current has dwindled down over $400,000 a year. And this is school money. This not very, very few dollars goes to the road department from, you know, the National Forest. This is our kids' future.
Well, yeah. And this isn't just, you know, Alton. It's not just there, you know. I mean, like, literally any town that's in Oregon County, you know, like, that has a school system. I mean.
So in my area, I have Couch, Winona, which is, uh-huh, you know, in the Shannon County, but they come down into Oregon County, and Alton R4. You know, they're the ones that are taking the hit, you know, so to speak. And Alton, which is our largest, and they can't keep going. You know, this burden's going to be put on the taxpayer, and I'm not okay with that.
Well, and from what I understand, and I'm not exactly super current on this, but from what I understand, Couch has also struggled quite a bit with funding. Yeah. Within, you know, obviously the past decade or so. So I know that that's been a pretty major issue. And I mean, if you're dealing with Winona as well, I mean, the thing is, Oregon County, I mean, it is covered in how much national forest land?
106,000 acres.
Yeah. And like, that's a major part of the entirety of the county. And yet still yet you guys are in charge of keeping the funding for all of the towns and communities and even road work. Even if not a lot of the funding goes to the road work, the money has to come from somewhere. And if you can't fund the schools with this, then it has to come from something else. And I mean, it makes things tighter and tighter until you're non-functional, right?
Well, if nothing is done now, 5 years, we're looking at a major crisis. And, I mean, let's just be realistic about it. I mean, it's the taxpayer that'll have to step up, you know, and we can't do that.
Yeah. I mean, we're already so flush with cash as it is.
Right. Especially Oregon County.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I don't feel like, you know, the National Forest, you know, can pick and choose what they pay us. You know, I don't think they should be able to take away from schools, and I certainly don't feel like they should be able to you know, a direct hit to our tax base. You know, I you know, just something I'm willing to fight for.
Sure. Yeah. So what would you actually propose should be a change whenever it comes to this current situation?
So Oregon County passed a resolution late December, basically trying to reenact the SRS funds, take it from 25% to 50%. So I know Iron County, several other counties, I think there's 12 or 14 of us that have passed resolutions to going against the federal government at this point. There's 29 counties in the state of Missouri that all have U.S. forestry land. My goal is to get all 29 states, counties, to act together. You know, we got to make a stand for our rural America. You know, we have to.
Yeah. So what would you propose that the individual can do to assist on something like this?
Call your Congress. Call your Senate. You know, emails. Make your voice heard. It's going to take everybody standing together, you know, to make this happen. I know I'm not going to quit. It's one of those deals where you know, I applaud, you know, Jason Smith's office. You know, I have a meeting with them this Wednesday. Our local state reps, you know, I have a meeting with them this Friday. So they're all kind of, you know, getting behind us. And I mean, we need all the help from the citizens we can get. You know, if we do not make a stand against the federal government right now, we're all going to be in, you know, major problems.
Yeah. Well, and there's a lot of things that are happening federally right now, too. But the thing is, like we were just talking about a few moments ago, this is the time to be the squeaky wheel.
Because
with everything that is going on, it's also hard to expect them to notice when things are going really bad. So you have to put your problem right in front.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, if anybody's got any questions about what's going on here, or they'd like to try to figure out more about, you know, this entire situation, even to just do like research on the SRS or things of that nature, what's a good way that they can contact the commissioner's office?
You can contact me directly, 417-204-3822. I'd be more than happy to talk to anybody about this. And if you have problems that the United States Forestry is affecting you personally, please reach out.
Well, Jake, I'm going to go ahead and keep you around here for just a little bit longer. We're going to talk about a few more things here in just a bit. Right now, let's go ahead and send us back to a word from our sponsors, as well as a weather update with Jim in the Weather Center. You're listening to KUKU 100.3 Classic Country. 11:33 stands the time on the clock.